This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. From travel and dining to online gambling now, and no, that was not the most elegant of segues, but it's going to have to do. I apologize, because there was a big deal today in the world of online gaming. Amaya, a small Canadian company, is buying Oldford, the parent outfit to some of the most popular gambling brands out there, like PokerStars and Full Tilt Poker. They, that is PokerStars and some of the others, have been banned in this country, but as Dan Bobkoff explains, this deal could help bring them back.
Starting in the mid-90s, online poker was a free-for-all, and sites like PokerStars are making players like Chris Carlson rich.
I started making so much money from playing online that I left my really well-playing secure job to go play professionally, and I played most of my hands at PokerStars.
But in 2006, the Justice Department said a 60s-era law banned many online gaming transactions. Sites like PokerStars started operating in a kind of gray market and started crossing some lines, says Mark Hickar, chairman of the Gaming Law Practice Group at Hinckley Allen. Things like
incorrectly code the transactions so they were not obvious to the credit card issuers as gambling transactions.
PokerStars allegedly labeled some as golf purchases. There's another way to put this.
Fraud and money laundering.
That was the accusation against top officials at PokerStars and other sites on a day in 2011 that became known as Black Friday. PokerStars quickly left the U.S. Popularity in online poker plummeted. Funny enough, later that year, the Justice Department ruled that states can legalize online gambling. New Jersey, Delaware, and Nevada did, but kept PokerStars out while its officials remained indicted or under suspicion. That's why it's a big deal they're leaving the combined company, says Christopher Grove of Online Poker Report.
Given that this deal basically results in the removal of all of those entities from PokerStars as a corporate entity, it seems as if New Jersey regulators won't have any objection to PokerStars now entering the market.
He says this deal could be the start of a new era of online poker in the U.S. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.